Hi, my name is Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by a singer-songwriter who has a new album out right now. It's called Carving Canyons, and we would like to welcome to our worldwide program here on the Voice of America, Lissy. Lissy, it's nice to have you with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
First of all, Carving Canyons, that is an interesting name for an album. I believe this is album number 5, if I'm not mistaken, but...
Yep, my 5th original full-length album. I've put some other things out, but yes, it's been long overdue, so I'm excited to have it out and for the world to hear it.
Yeah, you've been working on this for a year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, more or less over the last, you know, since November of 2020 was when I started writing. But obviously, you know, the pandemic was a lot to process for a lot of people, so it everyone's plans got a little bit delayed.
And so how would you describe your sound? Because I hate to put people in a format box or limit people, but this album, the songs on this particular album come from inspiration from your garden or the garden or a garden. Lots of songs about flowers, and there's a very, very popular song, speaking of flowers. But tell me about the song and Carving Canyons, the name.
Yeah. Well, Carving Canyons was actually a title that a great friend of mine, Sarah Buxton, who's an incredible artist and songwriter and human, you know, when you go and you write in Nashville, a lot of these really just like amazing craft people of song, they start with titles. And so Carving Canyons was actually a title that she had been mulling over, and her and Kate York and I sat down around a fire, you know, very casual, more like we were hanging out, drinking wine, you know, talking about life. And she was going through a lot just with family and as we all, you know, do in life, we have grief and losses and pain and struggles, but we also have a lot of beauty and joy. And so she was sort of talking about this idea of like, you know, carving canyons as though, you know, we're painting our lives as we go through the ups and downs so that we kind of, if you had this bird's eye view, could see this gorgeous landscape that is your life and the peaks and the valleys and, you know, the vibrant colors. And so we wrote the song Carving Canyons. And when you're making an album, you know, at the end when all the songs were recorded and done and I had started kind of in this place of heartache and sort of gone through this arc of grief and spending time outside and watching the seasons and watching things grow and seeing the metaphors in the garden and in nature for life, was able to kind of at the end of it all say, you know, hey, Sarah, do you mind if I call the album Carving Canyons? Because I think that's what this is, you know, my songs are universal, hopefully. I mean, it's like it's about the human experience. And so that's what Carving Canyons means to me.
And now I hate to dig too deep or cross a line, but you talk frequently in interviews about the heartache and things like that. What exactly are we talking about? Can you tell us? Can you share a little piece with Lissy, with the audience?
Absolutely. I mean, I think for each of us, we go through life learning more about ourselves and what sets us off and the patterns that we recreate and, you know, the relationships that don't work out. I think in my life, I have always been really passionate about music and my career. So maybe I've sacrificed, you know, nurturing other areas of my life, you know, relationships that haven't worked out. And those endings that are so painful and you think no one's ever felt this sad, but the truth is we've all been there, you know. Specific to this album, you know, I was in a relationship for a couple of years and right kind of in May of 2020, during the pandemic, it ended in a sort of shocking way. There was like some betrayal and
oh my.
You know, kind of, it was just a hard time and people being not making, maybe making good decisions or communicating well. And so feeling a little blindsided and then also the state of the world. I mean, I remember going to the dentist in May of 2020 and sitting next to this old woman who was kind of started crying in the reception area about just how lonely and scared she felt because she was so isolated and her husband was gone and, you know, just being yes. around so much pain and it being just like palpable in the air. So it was like my breakup, but it wasn't just my breakup. I mean, it was just the tension of politics and the virus and, you know, seeing people who were alone and lonely and struggling you know, for me to have gone from being in this relationship at the beginning of the pandemic to then being, you know, I live on a farm and I'm with my dog, and it was really humbling and it was really hard, but I think I learned a lot and I grew a lot and I got stronger and I got more perspective. And so when I talk about heartache, I feel like it's not even specific to the breakup, although a lot of the songs are about kind of processing that pain. But I kind of come out the other side of it because the record was made over a year. So you get kind of other topics because it wasn't just the breakup, you know, it's
right.
How do you navigate life with like some grace and some dignity?
We're talking with Lissy, who is with us here on Border Crossings on the Voice of America. Carving Canyons is the name of her latest album, which is now out, just recently became available. Would you do a song for us off the album?
Oh, I would absolutely love to.
What are you going to sing?
I am going to sing Flowers.
Flowers. Now, this is a big hit for you. This was, I think, the first single, if I'm not mistaken, off the album, and it's doing very well for you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd call it a big hit. Thank you for that. But yeah, it kind of was the introductory track when we announced the album back in June.
All right. Here's Lissy, and this is called Flowers.
I'm okay, I'm just late to accept my fate and carry on. I don't know why I have these dreams, I haven't seen you in so very long. It's allowed to hurt,
Border Crossings, we are listening to music by Lissy. It's a song that's called Flowers, and Carving Canyons is the name of her new album. She's with us from her home studio, I assume. That it looks like very homey, very comfortable. You got microphones set up, headphones on.
We're in my kitchen.
In your kitchen, your home kitchen studio. Now, Lissy's been making music actually since, I believe, Lenny Kravitz played a large part in your career at some point.
Yeah, so I've been singing my whole life, and I've been playing guitar and writing songs since I was a teenager. And once I'd moved to L.A., I actually, in 2003, I moved to L.A. In the first few years of being there, I was lucky that I kind of was discovered, and I had a record deal, and my first record deal fell through. But through that record deal, I met this amazing manager named Guy Osiri, who was friends with Lenny Kravitz, and it was before I'd made my first album. So I didn't have much material, but I had nothing recorded. I had material. And he managed to swing me an opening slot just at Solo Acoustic for Lenny Kravitz's Love Revolution tour. And that was, 2008. So that was obviously huge. It was kind of, he was playing a lot of smaller theaters. So it was sort of this intimate kind of rock star experience. And I didn't spend much time with Lenny, to be honest. I met him, but it wasn't like we were kicking it backstage. I think that's a misconception. Even now when people open for me, I mean, of course I say hi to them, but it's not like, you're busy. You're not just hanging out. So he was lovely. He was very kind. And it was a great opportunity for me to get in front of some, big audiences for the first time in my career.
And performing with Lenny wasn't the first time you were on stage. I heard from a little birdie you were Annie at some point.
I was when I was nine, I was Annie in a dinner theater production. So it was like a professional regional dinner theater thing. There were actors who came from the area, traveled and from different cities. And so it was professional, and I was Annie, and I was nine, and I did 82 performances. I had my 10th birthday on stage.
And wow.
I took it so seriously. I was like a little adult during it. I would have shows till 10, I wouldn't get home till 10:30 at night and get up and go to school. And I got to miss school on Wednesdays cause I had a matinee performance and I got paid. And, it was a demanding role. And I think, that gumption that Annie had was so nice to have to play that role at that time. Cause I think it sort of still translates to I sometimes have this attitude where I'm come on guys, we can do it, it was a really special time for me, and I loved it. I loved performing. Not just, was attention, but it was just I felt I've always been this emotional kind of person, and it just allowed me to feel seen and understood to get up and belt on every night. And it was a blast.
And we are talking with Lissy, who is not only an actress, but she's also a singer-songwriter. That's probably first and foremost in her life and career. And it's Carving Canyons is the name of the newest album that's out now. Would you do another song for us?
I would. I'm going to probably play you an oldie if you don't mind.
No, oldies are goodies.
Yep. All right.
Well, which one are you going to do?
I would like to play, this song, When I'm Alone, came off my first record, and it was really the song that started my career. So I like to pay homage to it whenever I can.
All right. Here's Lissy on Border Crossings.
I turned my back. You were gone in a flash like you always do. You always gone off somewhere else. When the phone rang and I thought it was you, and I sprung like a kid who just got out of school. But it's almost always never you, never you. I stray like a child. Grab air and you can killing me to think that you never did care, and it's hopeless. You always run out somewhere else, and I'm throwing a tantrum. Why are you such a
Crossings, and we've got Lissy with us, and she's in her kitchen. She's cooking up some hits. That was an oldie, and that particular song, if I'm not mistaken, one of your songs early on was like the UK song of the year. It was such a popular song there.
Yeah, so on my first album, Catching a Tiger, When I'm Alone was my, you know, debut kind of single. It was the song of the year for the UK iTunes they declared it song of the year, so that was a huge honor. And you know, it's a song that got more radio play, and it was like really big in Norway, so that sort of one song led to me having this decades-long career in Norway, and I love Norway. So
yeah, of course. Well, your mom is Swedish, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you know, both my mom and dad are Swedish. You know, as far as we know, we're Swedish. But I did one of those ancestry things, and I'm Swedish and Norwegian and Finnish. And so we're pretty Scandinavian.
Oh, okay. Have you performed there back in Sweden or that part of the world?
You know, I have performed in Sweden a few times, and I love it there as well. But I really, for some reason, and because of When I'm Alone, I go to Norway quite a bit. I mean, I've been there for two shows this summer, and that was my first time back after the pandemic or during the pandemic. But yeah, I'm going back there in September. And so mostly Norway, but I will get back to Sweden, but I go to Norway more than really anywhere else in Europe and the UK. I do. Mm.
So. Do you remember where you were the very first time you heard your music on the radio?
Oh, shoot. You know, before I really had anything going, when I was in college in Colorado, I had done a song with a DJ in Boulder named DJ Harry. And we did a song called All My Life, and it ended up getting on a lot of like TV shows and stuff. But they played it on KBCO in Denver. And I think it was probably, you know, when I was still in college, and that was like having success with that song kind of gave me confidence I could actually be a professional musician. Don't know exactly where I was, but no, I was like in college and still like in classes and stuff, and hearing All My Life on KBCO and being blown away by that.
And that was nominated for a Grammy.
Nope, that was a different song with a
different song.
Yes, people don't know, like, I've collaborated with a lot of DJs. I wrote a song with Morgan Page, who's a DJ, and so technically I wasn't nominated for a Grammy. So I wrote the song and I sang on it. Wrote it with Morgan, but Deadmau5 remixed it, and it was a remix category. So he was nominated for a Grammy for remixing our song, but we technically weren't nominated. So, but I can kind of say I'm still involved, you know.
Right.
It didn't.
You're nominated for a piece of that Grammy. That's yours.
Right. Yeah. But our names weren't like listed even, I don't think. I don't know. It was still an honor. It's like Dead Mouse cool, so it was cool.
Lissy is our guest. Carving Canyons is the name of the new album. And we're going to ask for one more song. I know we're getting greedy, but if you wouldn't mind doing another song.
Yeah, and if you don't, I might play you another oldie just because if people are just starting to get to know me. This song, Everywhere I Go, is continues to be one of my like favorite. It's just very simple and heartfelt and vulnerable and lovely, and it just brings me comfort. So I want to play
it. It's called Everywhere I Go?
Everywhere I Go.
All right, here's Lissy on Border Crossings.
And I'll fall on my knees. Tell me how's the way to be. Tell me how's the way to go. Tell me all that I should know. And I'll fall on my knees. Tell me how's the way to go. Oh, tell me how's the way to be. To evoke some empathy. And danger will follow me now.
Crossings, we've got Lissy with us. Everywhere I Go and Everywhere You Go, you should be listening to Carving Canyons, which is now available on iTunes and Amazon. And where can people read about you and get in touch with you? I mean, I know you got all the social media sites.
I am, yeah, Lissy.com. That's Lissie. I tell people it's like Lassie with an I. And so Lissy.com. I'm, you know, Lissy Music on Instagram and Facebook and Twitters and all the things. So definitely on the socials.
I love your new music, and I love the cover of the Fleetwood Mac song you did. I mean, I like your sound and your style. It's very, very refreshing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the conversation and the questions. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Yeah, it's our pleasure to have you on. Before you go, because we are talking to a worldwide audience in 100 different countries all around the world, some meeting you for the first time, some knowing you for a while now, is there any message you want to send out to the audience, which includes the troops?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'd say I hope everyone's staying healthy and safe. And, you know, as a musician, I just encourage everyone, like, you know, especially now, it's so important to feel your feelings and work through them in order to find some peace. So hopefully my music can help you along with that. Mm.
Really like your music, really enjoying the vibe. Thank you so much for sharing your music with us today. We really appreciate having you on.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Mm. Lissy is our guest. Carving Canyons is the name of the new album. And my name is Larry London. You are tuned to Border Crossings, and this is VOA TV.